On a walk through the forest, you might spot rows of shallow holes in tree bark. In our listening area, this is likely the work of the yellow-bellied sapsucker, an enterprising woodpecker that laps up leaking sap with its specialized brush-tipped tongue. Although its name sounds like an insult Yosemite Sam might sling at Bugs Bunny, the yellow-bellied sapsucker's moniker aptly describes its appearance and habits. Both males and females indeed have a pale yellow underside, and tree sap constitutes a large portion of this woodpecker's diet. In fact, sapsuckers have mastered the difficult craft of making sap flow abundantly from trees. The telltale sign of a sapsucker's presence in an area is trees with multiple rows of squarish holes bored into the trunks and limbs. Sapsuckers feed on the phloem sap, the sticky fluid that carries the nutrients produced in the leaves downward to other parts of the tree. Methodically, the birds begin by making a few horizontal rows of holes. This wounds the tree and causes phloem sap to dam up, accumulating in the plant tissue just above the wound. The holes are enlarged over the course of several days as the sapsuckers extract the sap, and then new ones are added on the top of the old, resulting in long vertical lines of holes. Like any good forester, sapsuckers are selective in using particular trees over others, and they invest a lot of time in managing trees for both current and future use. They are known to feed on as many as 1,000 different species of trees, although they show preferences. Birches and sugar maples are a few local favorites. Because sapsuckers are one of the few animals capable of maintaining a flow of sap from trees, they make very desirable neighbors for a host of other animals. Bats, squirrels, porcupines, and many types of birds, including warblers, hummingbirds, nuthatches, and other woodpeckers, are among the throngs of critters that will eat sap made available by the sapsuckers. Most of these animals will also eat the many insects that are attracted to the sap as well. From a human's perspective, male sapsuckers are thoroughly modern. Not only do they select the breeding territory, choose the nest site, and do most of the nest cavity excavation, they also pitch in equally to the incubation of the developing eggs and nestlings. They even take the entire night shift and do most of the nest cleaning. Raising a brood of sapsuckers is time-consuming and labor-intensive. It takes about 4 weeks of chiseling before the cavity is ready to serve as a nursery. As many as 7 eggs are laid amidst the sawdust and wood chips that line the nest. After 2 weeks of incubation, the young woodpeckers hatch and almost immediately begin an incessant, raucous vocalization that can be heard hundreds of yards away. The harried parents struggle to quench the nestlings' insatiable appetites with insects dipped in sap. Sounds delicious, doesn't it? In the past, yellow-bellied sapsuckers were considered pests in fruit orchards and shot on sight, but that's no longer the case. There may even be more sapsuckers now than in pre-settlement times, as many of the old-growth forests of the past have been converted into the early successional forests that sapsuckers favor. In our area, sapsuckers are more often spotted in the winter and during the spring and fall migration seasons, as these birds nest farther north and in the mountains of western Maryland. To find a yellow-bellied sapsucker, listen for its loud, scratchy, and nasal mewing call or stuttered drumming that can sound like somebody tapping out Morse code. You can learn more at www.explorenature.org/thenatureofthings. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternot.